Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So tonight is pretty much all afternoon is going to be a lot of work for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
With the cooking that I'm doing for my wife's birthday, which I don't mind. I love, and this is one thing she doesn't understand. I love cooking for people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be dramatic enough to say it's my love language.
It's your love language.
It's not
DJ.
My love language. It is. I just enjoy it doing it.
You can deny it all you want. It's your love language.
Yeah. I don't have a love language.
I can see that though.
Absolutely.
Whereas you're a cooker. You know, you cook, you're giving. I'm a snacker. Like, I bring all the snacks is my love language. Mm-hmm. So we have similar foodie love languages. Yours is just you actually cook the stuff.
Yeah, you're like a line cook.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, basically the one that puts the wrappers around the burgers at McDonald's. Oh.
You're the one that invented the Big Mac.
Yeah, but... and my wife doesn't understand that. Why are you going all that? Why are you doing all that? Why are you... and you know, the past few Saturdays I've been doing just really fattening things for my son because he's working out and all, and he has a cheat day, and you can eat whatever you want on a cheat day. So, you know, one day I got up early, made fried crawfish pies. I did homemade donuts the next week. And then this week I did, those fried apple pies. I enjoy it. But then Jody will be like, I think you're going to enjoy this a lot more than he is. Like, meaning that I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't looking to eat some fattening stuff.
Yeah.
And you enjoy the, I get that.
Yeah. And she can't understand that because she hates cooking.
Right.
And when she'll always go, I don't hate cooking as much as I hate coming up with things to cook. You know, yeah. I hate trying to plan the meals, what I'm going to cook.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. Uh-huh. And I'm with her, but. I get it. What are you making this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to do anything this Saturday.
But see, I benefit from you doing it, and Riggins benefits from you doing it.
It's true. Uh-huh. You might just be so worn out from today.
What about something lemony? Does he like that? Or is that just me?
I don't know.
Okay. Do I get a cheat day?
Because I got to go to the store. Got my list here. I started working on that yesterday. And then I'm going to have stuff ready that needs to go in the oven. You know, I'll already have it put together and then throw it in the oven before where it comes out hot and then we eat it. Yeah. But a lot of times by the time I get through cooking a big meal like that, I don't really want to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Say, yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah, and if it's something like gumbo or red beans and rice or whatever, usually I don't want to eat when it's done because I've tasted it so much that I'm full.
Filled up.
Can I start putting in requests for just in your head, you know, maybe I should make this one day? Peach? Yeah.
Peach fried pies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or I've been craving this. You're going to know what I'm talking about. Like an old-fashioned chocolate pie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Like not one
I
of those.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. My mom used to make the best because it's easy to get it too dark and bitter.
Yeah.
But hers was like a milk chocolate, just so good. I have her recipe for it, but I mean, you can't follow it. It's just like no measurements or anything, hardly. Like,
you're gonna put a dash of this, a splash of that. Well, we could try. Yeah. When I say we, I mean you.
And then she also would do this dessert where she would do it just like she was doing the filling for a chocolate pie, but she would thin it a little bit so it was like a chocolate sauce.
Oh,
And then you just put a piece of yellow cake in a bowl and then cover it in that chocolate sauce.
Ooh.
And it was so good. I've never done it, but that was one of the treats of my childhood.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
What a treat.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, everyone. What a treat.
What a treat. There's nothing better than that homemade chocolate taste, you know.
And they do make fried chocolate pies. It has that filling in it when they I don't know how I would do that. That's got to be hard. Because you're basically putting pudding inside of a dough.
Yeah.
And then deep frying it.
You're going to seal that off good.
Might be messy, but delicious.
Yeah. So,
well, just, you know, in the back of your head, just one day.
Yeah.
But then I've gotten to the point where I have to wear my, you know, my best on cloud walking shoes while I'm cooking because, you know, it makes my back hurt if I'm standing because I'm old.
Dear.
Yeah.
If I'm in there for hours, just, you know, leaned over the pot and stirring it. I like to stir the pot, you know.
Yes, you do. No doubt about that. So when does this all kick off today? When do you have to start? Like in the afternoon, like early afternoon?
Yeah, probably, two or so. Yeah. Then get but then I may not start. I won't cook. Like the steaks don't take that long, so I'll probably put everything in and start actually cooking it. Probably an hour and a half before.
What time is dinner?
Probably 6:15, 6:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just. Got a mental note of that.
Wait for
to show up.
Hope you got room for one more.
Because we have to wait on handsome husband Michael to come in from work, and he works in Charlotte, and he fights the traffic.
Oh, the worst! Bless his heart.
But he's got a big carpool lane bill.
Yeah, I know.
Does he?
Yeah,
yeah, he does. I bet more than $600. I'm sure.
Still crazy.
Yeah.
Well, gotta do what you gotta do. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Are you still using that lane?
Periodically. I signed up to where it takes out $65 every time. Well, I signed up for the $20 option. And then if you use it so much, they just up it themselves. And they'll send you an email. You know what? You're using it too much. We're going to up this to six. So they take it out right when you get in the lane. Whether you use it all or not, they take it out immediately. So I've started to not use it as much that Kyle's not getting the bill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, if you just pull over into that lane and then decide, oh, wait, I don't need to be in it, and then get back out of it, it's already charged you?
It puts it in your account and, like, saves it, you know. But it doesn't matter because the next day I could use it and then it'll do it again, you know.
But I thought you had to pass under one of those signs that has the radar thing on it.
I don't know.
And I probably, so I think what happens is you would have to stay in it longer to get under that. Yeah. I mean, they're periodically throughout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you just came over and then went over, it wouldn't charge you. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's a racket.
Oh, tell me. And they're putting it by my house.
Because sometimes I think they have people up there just slowing traffic down, you know, to get it to back up for a little bit, and then that's when they charge you more.
Yeah, we need to capture that in a video. That'd be a good for the conspiracy theory people on the internet, and there's a lot of those people.
Yeah.
That, if that's not already been said, that would be a really good one to share.
Mm-hmm. That's
people
true.
Would be all over.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about where there's a wreck. I'm talking about when you all of a sudden you just look and go, all right, the traffic cleared up all of a sudden. What happened?
Yeah, which is all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are out there just putting their brakes on and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they work in teams where you get side by side on the interstate in both lanes and slow down and make everybody, because it wouldn't take but a minute to get it to back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Or they hire those big shipping trucks, you know, that do that. Because some are just stopped and no one's in front of them. Like, like I got you now. $6 a mile.
Have fun.
Yeah. So allegedly.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, you talk about causing an uproar. If you found out somebody proved that with a hidden camera or had a what do you call them, whistleblower inside the company doing that.
That'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to get on that detective work.
Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it today.
Okay.
Now I got to cook today.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio?
New radio is
social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.